Change the words. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Change the words. We have heard songs by the gazoo over the years, and some of the songs have wonderful words to them, and some of the songs are kind of downtrodden, and the melodies are so great we want to use them even though the songs are downtrodden. However, every time we sing that song, we're going to remember the original words, the downtrodden words. Hang down your head, Bill Daly. And the melody is charming, the idea is a beautiful flow, but it talks about him, Bill Daly, who's going to die. Now, who wants to talk about dying? Who wants to talk about the end? Who wants to talk about when life is going to stop and when it's going to start? Think about it. We all have the opportunity of choosing and changing the words of any song, and if we do it long enough, strong enough, pretty soon those will be the new words that we have. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if we would take all the song books that we have and go through them and write the words in a positive way and then republish the song books so that the next generation that comes up hearing these songs and hearing the words will hear the new words, the positive, uplifting words. And you say, what a tremendous chore, what a thankless job. Certainly, it's something that could never be done and it will never be done. It just cannot be done because it is too big a job. Well, that's a big job, that's true. But if it's something that touches your heart, if it's something that means something to you, you'll do it. Now, many people are wanting to compose music. They want to create new music. They want to play on the piano and play on the organ and play other instruments. They want to express themselves with music. They've got their guitar going and they're singing their songs that come from their heart and they're just having a great old time. But unfortunately, the words that they choose for many of the songs that they sing are rather down. And these words do not benefit them one little bit. If we could have a new direction to our thinking and singing, of having upbeat songs, upbeat words, upbeat attitudes. Every time we look in the Bible, we see downbeat, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And we don't see the upbeat things in the Bible. And we should really start looking for the upbeat things because they're there. Now, your mother and father want you to have a happy life. They want you to live in a harmonious home. Your brothers and sisters want you to be a harmonious person. They want everything to be joyful and happy all the time. Your dog and your cat want to have a happy home. And, to tell the truth, you do too. But it has to begin somewhere. As many parents call their children, their little rays of sunshine. And this is wonderful. Can you be a ray of sunshine where there seems to be a cloud? Well, shine right on through. And you can shine on through by saying words that are important to you. We sing the song, up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. But that lazy old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Now, that's kind of nice. So let's look at it another way. Up in the morning, out on the job, I gotta work for my pay, but that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Now, couldn't it be nice to make the thing totally positive? Up in the morning, smile in my heart, I've got a joy to repay. And that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. It was a little shaky there, but the idea is there. Make it positive. Up in the morning, not out on the job thinking that it's tedious. up in the morning. I've got a good job. I've got a wonderful job. I've got a job that delights me, that inspires me, that gives me all sorts of opportunities to be myself. I've got up in the morning. I've got my perfect job. I work and am paid. And that lucky old son, his job is rolling around, roll around heaven all day. But I can roll around heaven all day, just like that lucky old son. When I go to my job with a smile in my heart, I'll be winning all the way. Oh, up in the morning, out in the job, I'm working for my pay. And that lucky old son, he's rolling around heaven all day. Oh, yes. You see, we sing these songs, and we have a lot of fun. And we change the words so that they're positive and joyful. Now, that little rendition I just did was kind of silly, but it's in the direction that we want to go. Change the words. Make the words mean what you really want to mean. Not that you go to a tedious job, but you go to a joyful job. You go to a work that delights you and uplifts you, and you're happy to be there. It's the finest job you ever thought you could ever have. And that's the kind of thing we want to have in our hearts. That's the kind of thoughts we want to have in our hearts. That's the kind of thoughts I have in my heart. That's what I'm thinking every day. I love music. I love singing, and I love the fun of it. And though I'm not a Caruso, I, in my heart, am divine. And that's all that matters, isn't it? Well, change the words. Make it positive in your life, too, just like I do in mine. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.